Chapter 3. Silver Fox. A being known only as the Silver Fox was unceremoniously ripped from the cadre of worlds he ruled over as an absolute god. Such a thing was without precedence in his eons-long existence. Every time he'd been called to perform his service to the labyrinth in the past, he'd been given, at minimum, several millennia notice. What could possibly be the reason for the labyrinth to forcibly teleport him from his domain? It had been so long since the labyrinth had required his services as an administrator that he did not even understand what was happening at first. Of course, at first was measured in nanoseconds for a being of his power, but those nanoseconds translated into a prolonged shock in mortal terms. The demiurge found himself in a multicolored sphere. His body was bombarded with light, providing the information required to fulfill his duty. In less than a second, Silver Fox was caught up and was given his second shock. Impossible. What he was seeing was impossible. Chaos was the raw stuff of the universe. Any contact it had with the material plane was nearly always catastrophic. Even a speck of the destructive gray energy could revert entire universes back into the base stuff of the universe, not a single quark remaining. Without intervention, chaos would revert countless souls and worlds back into the roiling gray building blocks of reality. He had never heard about a beam of chaos existing on any plane of reality, let alone triggering a labyrinth connection. With the amount of energy being registered, Silver Fox shook his head in astonishment. He should be witnessing the collapse of several universes, if not layered realities. Instead, it was melding with the world it had impacted. A world that... Silver Fox's mouth dropped open again. A null world? Null worlds were deserts, pale imitations of life. Even certain areas of empty space held a greater potential for growth than null worlds. Nulls technically held energy, but in such low concentrations it could not be measured. Neither leveling nor cultivation would be possible in such places. In fact, it being a null world made what Silver Fox was seeing make even less sense. A null world was only a step away from raw, unformed chaos itself, basically a collection of base elements glommed together without any living laws, harnessed energy, or discovered truths. In other words, a shithole. Which was why what he was reading made less than zero sense. Raw chaos should not exist on the material plane. If it ever did manifest, it would instantly destroy whatever it came in contact with, breaking it down to the most fundamental aspect of creation. While a high-energy world might resist dissolution by chaos for a short time, all but the strongest realms would eventually succumb. A trash world like this shouldn't even last for... None of it made sense. Then there was the fact that somehow this raw chaos was forcing an assimilation. In the untold cycles of Silver Fox's existence, he had never heard of a null world joining the labyrinth. Neither the bolt of chaos nor the null world's integration was as shocking as the world itself. His interface was registering billions of sources of chaos on the planet. This couldn't exist. This shouldn't exist. This could not be allowed to exist. Such a world was a threat to the labyrinth itself. His own worlds, despite being hundreds of spatial folds and reality chasms away, would easily be consumed if all of the energy he was detecting was released at once. The amount of higher energy he was detecting was chilling. For the first time in more than 1 million cycles, Silver Fox experienced the acrid taste of fear. Pushing his trepidation aside, the god forced himself to think critically. There was no way this was a coincidence. The bolt of chaos, the null world integration, and the untold specks of contained chaos were a confluence of impossibilities. This was an intentional plot. A power, perhaps more than one, would be needed for this to occur. Thankfully, the labyrinth had protocols to stop this kind of thing. Silver Fox saw that the temporal freeze had failed, and the assimilation was still occurring. That was not a surprise. While time was a higher energy, as well as chaos, With the amount of power in the beam that had triggered the assimilation, the automated process was bound to fail. Despite the dire circumstances, Silver Fox breathed a sigh of relief. All was not lost. Now that he knew this, he could rally as many demiurges as necessary to strangle this threat in its crib. As far as the assimilating world was concerned, less than a femtocycle had passed since the assimilation had begun. Though the freeze had failed, the labyrinth had shuttled that temporal energy into the very sphere he was residing in. It would take but the work of a moment to rally untold resources that would deal with this problem. Other powers might even get involved. There was no way order or balance would allow such a monumental threat to go unanswered. All he had to do was... The alarm was never sent. At that exact moment, as well as fathomless time in the future and past, an attack landed. To be more specific, 7 assaults struck from different directions and at different times in the probability curve. 7 beams of bottomless energy struck the information sphere Silver Fox resided in. Temporal energy tinged each attack, making them land not only at the instant of attack, but also the instant before the god arrived, and years afterward. A being like Silver Fox had countless safety protocols that quite literally took no time at all to trigger, but he still could not overcome such a complete and overwhelming onslaught. Silver Fox, a creature who had evolved from a mortal to a supreme god and was only a step away from demiurge, a being that ruled over trillions of souls, was erased from existence. In his place was left a simulacrum that seamlessly began overriding the alarm protocols of the labyrinth. The earth, cradle of chaos, would be allowed to rise. 7 voices whispered through the void. As each spoke, the vocal intonations changed cadence, accent, and sex, as if each possessed every possible characteristic.
"The secret is preserved.
The administrator has been silenced.
It will not last forever."
"It will last long enough."
"The plan will succeed."
"It must. We cannot stop now."
"Leave the simulacrum to its work. We must not be detected."
A round of assertions shared between the 7 jewels, each disappearing back into the infinite possibility. All except one, affectionately known by the other Lords of Chaos as "that fucking guy," "the Menace," or "Taint Master," among other less loving sobriquets. With the equivalent of the barest flick of a pinky finger, the Absolute changed the probabilities, leaving the barest trace in the quintessence. Inside the sphere, the simulacrum silenced the last of the labyrinth's warning protocols. It followed the programming that the Lords of Chaos had instilled in it long before the birth of Earth's star. Right before disappearing from the sphere, leaving no trail in what would have been a perfect plan, it instead paused for the exact length of time required for the birth of consciousness of a newborn dolphin. It focused on one of quintillions of probabilities that were involved in a world's integration, a possibility that allowed for both horrible destruction and unmatched power. This was the hidden subroutine placed by Taint Master. A small tendril of chaos energy left the simulacrum and sank into the interface. It made 2 small changes in one of countless subroutines of magical code that encompassed the untold changes that came with a newly integrated world, and then erased its own involvement. As the roiling gray energy of raw potential disappeared, a window appeared among the many others on the inside of the sphere.
Planetary assessment begun. Error. Assessment stopped. Assessment not allowed for newly integrated worlds. Error warning has been redacted. Error. Anomalous energy detected. Anomalous energy report has been redacted. Checking planetary score. No previous labyrinth points collected. Assessing planet realm. Pseudo-mortal. Planetary score. F-.
probable outcomes for pseudo-mortal ranked world. 25% chance, curse, apocalypse event. 50% chance, curse, worldwide debuff of dominant species. 15% chance, curse, planetary invasion from aggressive species. 5% chance, normal development. 4% chance, blessing, common ranked boon. 1% chance, blessing, uncommon ranked boon. 3 selections will now be made. 2 selections for first assessment. Plus 1 curse for pseudo-mortal world modifier in light of score less than D. This would have been less than ideal, obviously. A score of F- at any planetary assessment was typically a one-way ticket for the dominant species losing their civilization, if not being wiped out altogether. With this score, and 3 selections, there was a significant chance of more than one apocalypse event happening at once. And, as the old saying went, one apocalypse was one apocalypse too many. Even if the Earth lucked out on the first 2 selections, there was at least one guaranteed curse. Not great. Which was why that fucking guy had long ago decided to give the planet a little nudge. The window glitched as soon as it appeared, enacting the second change. The alteration was minor, but far-reaching. If any cosmic power took the time to investigate, however, they would have been shocked and appalled to see a small shift that switched the planet's score from an F- to SSS. Planetary score, SSS. Probable outcomes for pseudo-mortal ranked world. 35% chance, blessing, worldwide blessing of dominant species. 30% chance, blessing, common ranked boon. 20% chance, blessing, uncommon ranked boon. 9% chance, blessing, limited ranked boon. 3% chance, blessing, scarce ranked boon. 2% chance, blessing, rare ranked boon. 1% chance, blessing, epic ranked boon. Greater than 0% chance, blessing, saga tier boon, fabled, mythic, or legendary. 4 selections will now be made. 2 selections for first assessment, plus 1 blessing for S rating or higher, plus 1 blessing for pseudo-mortal world modifier in light of score greater than B. Calculating. The Lord of Chaos observed the labyrinth calculating the bonuses its world would get with glee. It was part of its nature to love games and chance. The possible boons were infinite, but with an SSS score, the results could only be positive. Not only did the guaranteed 2 selections for the first assessment assure 2 blessings this time, but the high score assured a further 2. And, just to be safe, he'd also buried an infinitesimal amount of positive probability in the simulacrum. It was enough to give the Earth an effective luck of 35,000. Barely a trifle. Even now that energy was leaching into the interface. It should be enough to nudge the numbers just a bit. The first boon appeared on the screen, and the Chaos Lord watched in happy anticipation. The first selection was the pure white of a common ranked reward. First selection, common ranked boon awarded, instant tokens. The watching Chaos Lord grumbled slightly. It certainly wasn't a bad boon, but it wasn't great. Instances appeared on all newly initiated planets at some point. Instance tokens meant they would appear earlier on Earth and remain longer. People would also be able to find the instances faster, slowing the collapse of their current civilization. Definitely not a punishment, but it wasn't the exciting power boost she had been hoping for. Meh, there were 3 more selections coming. Tentacles crossed, he hoped they'd be better. The labyrinth started calculating again, going through the infinite number of possible boons. Soon, the second selection was made. This time, it was the ruby red of rare. Second selection, rare ranked boon awarded, elemental empowerment. That was more like it, a mid-rank heroic boon. Reading through the description, the Lord was more than pleased. This would give his newly integrated planet a huge boost. She smiled sadistically. Its children would definitely take advantage of this. In no time, the third boon was awarded. This was the first of promised blessings for such a great score. That didn't change the odds at all, but it was still nice to see. Third selection, guaranteed blessing. Limited ranked boon awarded. Lucid abilities. The prompt shone in iridescent raspberry blue. The Chaos Lord bobbed his head from side to side. Definitely not bad. Worthy of being a high-rank mortal tier boon? There was undeniable potential in that. The boon wouldn't make abilities more likely to appear, but it would make it easier for those with abilities to unlock their full potential. A time of heroes and villains was coming to Earth. The Labyrinth started calculating the fourth boon. As it did, a thought appeared in the Taint Master's mind. These boons were certainly good, no denying it. Any newly integrated world would sacrifice children by the hundreds to gain any one of them. That wasn't a figure of speech. Ritual sacrifice was always popular, especially when a dominant group demonized a marginalized one. Which was always. Still, none of them were exactly an out-of-the-park, awesome boob-jiggling, extra chicken nugget, hard dick even after a pint of bourbon kind of boon. Which, of course, led to the current moral crisis the Chaos Lord was experiencing. I won't. Why push it? It nodded to herself. Yeah, I'll be good this time. Taint Master was proud of himself. It smiled on his non-existent face. This lasted for almost no time at all before it looked left and then right, a truly idiotic affectation, as direction made no difference at all to a being of infinite potential. Still, if fuckery 'twas to be done, best to be done right. She flicked her pinky one more time, sending the smallest sliver of probability into the sphere holding the simulacrum. The interface glitched a third time, and the fourth selection was made. Fourth selection, guaranteed blessing, mythic ranked boon awarded. Only one thing in the labyrinth shone that perfect shade of yellow. Mythic, yes, mid-saga tier! The gamble had paid off. That fucking guy immediately started doing the floss, with accompanying pelvic thrusts. Not an easy maneuver, when it occurred to her that the boon hadn't actually been named. Huh, that's weird. Error, this is a null-ranked world. It lacks the energy to support a saga-tier boon. Labyrinth administrator assigned. The third eye of the Chaos Lord widened. Oh, shit! I tainted it!